Rays and Twins. What kind of a day would Chris Archer have? We'll soon find out. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Archer on the mound.
The windup, and now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the 0-2 got him. Slider, back ankle breaking ball. And the 2-2 got him. A slider at 92. Sano strikes out swinging. And Archer throws 13 pitches in the first inning and strikes out the side.
And here's the 3-2 hit high in the air, right field, Kepler. All he can do is turn around and watch this one leave the yard. Two-run homer for Morrison, his 13th, and now Tampa's up 2-0. As Presley delivers, and that ball stroke well to right field, and that ball is going to be gone. Kiermaier line drive home run right over the wall in right field, just over that porch. So Presley, it's tagged with a fastball, another two-run homer for the Rays. We said it coming to the ballgame. These guys hit the ball in the seats.
And the 2-0 pitch, a line drive right center towards the gap. Kiermaier to his left, won't get it, base hit. Mauer scores, Vargas knocks in a run. And it's 4-1 Tampa Bay. Line drive to right center. Steven Souza dove for that ball. He was a good 15 feet away from where that ball landed. It was Kiermaier fielding the ball out of bounds and got it back in. But Souza, I'm not sure why he even dove for that ball. He was nowhere near it. 2-1 pitch, a line drive, a left field and deep. Souza has really gone deep tonight to the second deck in left field. That's number 8, and that's a redeemer. And the Rays regain that 4-run lead. It's now 5-1.
Rays win this one 5-2. Chris Archer goes 7 2/3 with 11 strikeouts. It's the fourth time in his last 5 starts that Archer has struck out 11 or more batters. Paul Molitor and the Twins unable to figure out the Rays on Friday night as they lose 5-2. Here's Molitor on the loss.
Yeah, he came out, was on the high end of his game, which I think we all know he's capable of. Impressed by velocity as well as slider command. We swung and missed at that slider, I don't know how many times, but when it had depth, it was almost unhittable. Hector did a pretty good job of keeping us close. The left-handed hitters continue to be a little bit of a problem for him. I think he gave up 3 hits to lefties and a walk and a homer. He kept us within striking distance. Bullpen gave up a few, and they added on, and which in the end of the day, they kind of need those extra runs because we were able to, played a couple anyways. But got the tying run up there in the 8th inning. We stayed with the game. It was just a little bit too much of Chris tonight.
Anything you're seeing right now with Miguel Sano? He's had such a great year. He's just going through a tough stretch right now where there have been a lot of strikeouts.
Well, I think that, we've seen him when he's not only been dangerous but a good hitter. And, right now, for whatever reason, he's, pulling off those sliders a little more than what we had seen earlier. Just over the past couple of games, it's everyone goes through those little stretches where, success becomes a little bit harder to achieve, and I know he's going to work at it and try to find a way to start staying on the ball a little better and hopefully give himself a better chance, because when he puts it in play, generally good things happen.
With Mejia going tomorrow, what is there a move that coincides with that?
Yeah, Adam Wilk's going to be designated. Just normal procedure in terms of. We'll measure other teams' interests and see if there's a trade possibility. If not, we'll see if we can get him through waivers and keep him around.
With a team like these guys, that they seem to swing for the fences. They strike out a lot. They had a lot of home runs. Is there something you guys, from starters all the way through the bullpen, have to do? Keep in the park.
That's it's a huge part of their offense. They have power throughout. Some guys are maybe not where you would expect so far on those numbers. Longoria, some people, they're going to catch fire at some point. I think the first game I've seen here in a while where he didn't hit a homer, so that was one bright spot. But they definitely are uppercut type swinging teams. They're definitely low ball dangerous. Tonight, they did hit a couple fastballs out, but it's just one of those things where they're not afraid to be aggressive, or they're not afraid to let it fly, and tonight the home run's were their offense.
Hector Santiago drops to 4-3 on the year after the Twins' 5-2 loss to the Rays on Friday. Here's Santiago on his performance.
You know, the whole goal was just trying to eliminate, you know, those falling behind counts. You know, I think from the stretch so far this year, I've been really well. You know, like not too many walks. Tonight was two of them, but I mean, some of them were good pitches. I wasn't going to give in to people. But overall, good. I mean, I think it was like 17 or 18 for 22 first pitch strikes. That's the goal. You want to put pressure on those guys. You know, I think I had three hitters tonight with, you know, ruined the pitch count. You know, Longoria in the first, I think a 7 or 8 pitch. Robertson in the third or fourth. Maybe another 9 pitch. I know something. I mean, just three hitters tonight. Just, you know, got the pitch count up. But all around felt good. I mean, you know, command was there. Threw all pitches for strikes. You know, just a good mix tonight. And I could do a little bit of different things from the stretch, you know, going out, like, you know, facing, like, the first guy of the game. You got a quick pitch. You can slide step. You can do all kinds of different things.
What's it like pitching against Tampa, knowing that they swing for the fences? They're an uppercut type of team.
Yeah, I mean, you like that. You know, you like that aggressiveness on those guys. I think I made a pretty decent pitch to Morrison right there. I think they said that he hasn't pulled a fastball in, like, in 2 years, and he did it tonight. So you just tip your cap, and, you know, you just move on to the next guy. But, I think all around, those guys being aggressive gives you the opportunity to make some pitches and, you know, pitch backwards and do a little bit of different things. And tonight they, you know, they were really aggressive. They hit a couple balls to the warning track, but just long outs.
Things resume Saturday as Jake Odorizzi takes the hill for the Rays. He'll square off against the Twins at Alberto Mejia.